Minister, I want to share a story in the Seanad this afternoon that I was asked to carry into this chamber. A mother's testimony that is painfully ordinary in its horror. Her son was referred to CAMHS at 5 years of age, and for 8 years she begged the services to find out what was wrong. At 13, he told his mother that he was suicidal. She went to A&E in Temple Street, an urgent referral was made back to CAMHS, but nothing had changed. She had no option but to go private to secure proper assessment for her son, only for him to receive a diagnosis of Asperger's alongside profound anxiety and depression. And CAMHS' response was a one-line report. So for years he was passed from pillar to post. The rhetoric ministers and some officials about joint-up services does not match the reality on the ground. On New Year's Eve at 16 years of age, he told his mother he would end his life. He was admitted to Lakeview in Naas after hours of a battle and refusing to bring him home, a facility which we all know was found in 2024 to be non-compliant in a number of cases, raising stark questions about the care received by those detained there. For this young person, early intervention would have made the difference, but instead he endured bullying, escalating anxiety and depression, and turned to substances to soothe and self-medicate. His mother spent nights outside in her car, outside Naas Hospital, as she begged for them to take him in, and not once he was admitted. In April of this year, he again told his mother he was suicidal, and he told the registrar also. On one occasion in the past, she had found him hanging and she had to cut him down. He was seen by a psychiatrist in the Garda station and advised to present himself to A&E, a place where no person in such crisis should be expected to self-refer and wait. He was advised in April to self-refer to a day programme for people who are suicidal, and he did not have the capacity to do that. Over the course of his life, he attempted suicide 8 or 10 times. 4 weeks after she found him hanging, and 2 days after he graduated his course, he went to a hotel room and he ended his life at 26 years of age. I close here where I begin, and that's with the voice of this mother. She has asked that his story be heard, not for spectacle, but for change and how we act. We owe that to her as she sits in this gallery right now and watches this debate, and the hundreds like her, not sympathy. We owe them a law that keeps people safe, services that are joined up, and funding that matches our words.